6 PM at Exmouth Town Hall. Before I start the meeting, can I introduce Jen Wellington, if I'm right, who is the new Mayor's Secretary and also covering admin and covering Ron's this evening, because Ron's has a birthday, so he's So welcome, Jen, to the committee meeting.
You don't ask things like that.
Apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Bill Nash and Councillor Brian Toy and Councillor John Humphreys and Councillor Brenda Taylor.
Apologies, no idea.
Okay.
And Brenda's here.
Got trouble tonight. There are no members of the public wishing to speak. We've got no press either tonight. The minutes of the meeting held on the 6th of August 2018 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Is there anybody that wishes to declare any pecuniary interest or interest in any of the applications this evening?
No. I'm a user of the Manor Hotel and so on.
Andrew Stotts is 18 Oblique 1579 Full, 5 Stevenson Road. There's no items of urgent business, so we'll move on to the agenda. First is to determine applications under delegated powers. First application is in Holston, which is 18 Oblique 1551 Tree Application, 22 Highbury Park, the line crown thin by 10%. We have received a tree officer's report, which I ask Sue to summarise together with any representations. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, yes. The tree officer reports that this is an early mature common lime with a height of over 10 metres, which grows directly north of the applicant's dwelling and within 3 metres of the garage. Seen from Highbury Gardens, it makes a positive contribution to the amenity of the area. The foliage on the lower eastern branches now touch the roof of the garage, historically reduced and lifted, resulting in a number of pruning points now showing decay. The proposed works are minor, only removing a small proportion of the tree's leaf area by making a small pruning cut throughout the external boundary of the tree crown. The works would not affect the amenity of the health of the tree, so his recommendation is for approval. There is also one letter of support. Thank you.
Councillor Dunkler.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yes, I absolutely approve of that. Subject to tree officer recommendation, I think it will be useful to do that. Because as the lady next door says, it is in fact a very big tree and it will occasionally need pruning like that.
Thank you.
Councillor
Cahill, support. So proposed and seconded for approval in line with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is in Little and Ward, application 18, the 1563 tree application, 75A, Sawston Road. One sweet gum crown lift to a height of 4 metres above ground level, and two copper beech crown lift to a height of 5 metres above ground level. Highway does not wish to comment. We have received the tree officer's report, which again I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the tree officer states that these are both mature, significant trees which can be seen from Salston Road, which make a positive contribution to the amenity of the area. The copper beech is over 14 metres in height and with a crown clearance of approximately 1.5 metres. The proposed work would balance the eastern aspect with the remainder of the tree. The mature sweet gum is over 11 metres in height with a crown clearance of under 1.5 metres. The upper crown is distorted with an unusual spread structure with multiple leading stems. The crown lifting of these two trees is considered reasonable, so recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Councillor Humphreys.
I'm all in favour of the crown lifting and pollinating that branch. It would do them good.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval in line with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 1485 tree application, land at junction of the Mare Vale and Cypress Road, a Monterey pine, remove low branch overhanging Vale Court. We do have comments from statutory consultees plus the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise, please.
Yes, Councillor Mark Williamson has no objection and considers that the works be necessary. The tree officer says this is a large mature pine grown in a public space outside the applicant's property. The tree makes a significant contribution to the amenity and the character of the surrounding area and is visible from Cypress Road and Marevale. The proposed works are in accordance with pre-application site meeting with the residents of Vale Court. So his recommendation again is for approval. Thank you.
Councillor Humphreys?
All in favour.
Thank you.
Chairman, can I just add, because it is a Monterey pine, I'm sure John already knows, as the branch above, the one they're going to move, is already dead, if when they get to take it down, they find that it's rotted on the inside, which happens, I'm told, with Monterey pines, because we have a couple of them in Brixington. Can we then go for the tree officer? If it's rotten and on the inside, are you happy with that? Because I know we had a terrible job with one.
Madam Chair, that's the case with the beech trees as well, because they rot inside and they grow up on the outside.
No,
that's a beautiful specimen tree, and I think just taking those branches off. But I'm sure when the tree surgeons are up there, they do send more damage.
The tree itself
is
such just beautiful. Yeah, ours was actually fantastic. It was only a couple of branches at the top, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we were looking at it and you could see a split. And when they cut it down, it was actually rotten on the inside. Yeah, and they are a bit frightening when they do that.
Yeah. Okay. So, proposed and seconded for approval, none of the tree officers' reports have said, but with that rider that Sue is just going to include regarding that it takes down and they find it's dead, then obviously we'll agree to continue the work with what the tree officers have approved.
Make it safe, yeah.
Okay, all those in favour? Against? Thank you. So we move on to consider the planning applications. Firstly, Holston Wall, 18 of the 18134, 39 Ashley Road, intention of decking, High Road do not wish to comment, had no representations. Councillor Cahill, have you got any observations? Councillor Dumper?
No, it looks from the photos, it doesn't look very much at all.
I don't think we've got a problem, and certainly I haven't had any representations. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? And against? Thank you. Then move to Little Ward. Firstly, 18, I think 1579 full, 5 Stevenson Road, single storey front extension. Highways did not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Humphreys?
I think this is a straightforward.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, a big 1789 variance, 41 Littlem Road. Variation of condition 3 of reserved matters application 17, a big 0347. Reserved boundary treatment to allow variation and increase in height of boundary treatment. East End District Council tree officer, I assume, has no objection.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And we have no representations.
This is an extra.
Councillor Humphreys?
Half a metre higher than it should be.
Yeah, I haven't been to look at this, to be honest with you. But there's been no representatives from the neighbours.
No. This is what fronts the main road, Littlem Road.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm happy for that. Because we passed it in the first instance.
Mm. It's just an extra height.
It's an extra half a metre higher than the fence. The fence should be half a metre, and it's a metre in height on top of the wall.
Right.
So it's a variation of condition 3.
Right.
So I don't know how it's come about that they've applied for this, but I guess It says, condition three, this is the original planning permission, requires the boundary treatment fronting onto Littleham Road not to exceed a metre high wall with surmounted fence measuring no higher than 0.5 metres above the level of the wall. And obviously it is, the wall has been erected in accordance with said condition, but the fence is approximately 0.5 metres higher than the permitted height.
Right.
So this application is asking
to retain the fence at 1 metre.
Yeah.
So with that and the wall, we're talking about one and a, well, it must be over 1.8, otherwise it wouldn't be.
Yeah, it says, due to the suburban context of the area, coupled with the similar height of other boundary treatments throughout the street consisting of mix of stone and brick walls, timber fences and hedges, the additional 0.5 height of the erected structure does not appear overly intrusive or appreciably harmful in terms of character and appearance of the area and accords with the permitted height of other boundary treatments serving this development. So I don't know why it's come, well, it's come from enforcement,
yeah, enforcement,
yeah, they've done it,
enforcement, so obviously they've done it, and the officer was advised.
But unless you know how that road is, but they're saying that there are fences and walls.
Yes, there are, but with on that street scene, there isn't one which is that high, because as Johnny said, it's going to be just under 2 metres. That's quite high.
It's just a bungalow that was converted into the five.
I'm not sure, because I've not been there.
There's eight bungalows there now.
Yeah,
four pairs of some.
This is the land that was developed.
Yeah. But I mean, if we haven't.
But we had similar to this last week that came up concerning Exeter Road.
Yeah, that's Exeter Road, but that is very much out of keeping with Exeter Road, because it was over the height, but there is no fences facing onto Exeter Road anywhere near that height. It's all hedges and soft tree and shrubs and things, which is why I think both Councillor Duncan and I were very much against the hard fence on Exeter Road. But not knowing Little and Ward, I don't know whether this is out of keeping or whether there's others in the area. Councillor Cagle?
Personally, I mean, I've driven past it many times. My personal view is I do feel that it is out of keeping with the area. I think when you think of that solitary bungalow in, albeit it was an overgrown garden, and things happen and things get developed, you have a white wall, a very stark white wall, with a very stark brown fence on the top. And as soon as you come over the top of the hill, you can see it. If you're coming down the community footpath, you can see it. It's quite visible from quite a distance away, but if there's nothing in the rules when they build these developments to stop them from wooden fences on top of walls, then there's nothing we can do to stop it. But
it's twice the height of what the planning application was, rather than 0.5, it's a metre.
I would be against
so that. If we feel that it's inappropriate with the street scene, then
I
we need to say so.
Can I say that I think we ought to stick to what we say in height fences, then we won't have a problem. Because we would say it's too high anyway, it's above our guidelines, and I know Councillor Nash has always fought against that as well, hasn't he? So
We've got a proposal and seconder that it should be retained at the original application of 0.5 metre rather than increased to 0.1, so proposed for refusal.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application was on your addendum, which is 18 of the 1502 full. 34 Cranford Avenue, use of self-contained ancillary living accommodation, separate dwelling with associated parking and amenity space. Amended plans for application, amended 16th of August, relate to existing and proposed west elevation plans not submitted with original application. We have various comments from statutory consultees and also representations, which I'll sue to summarise with.
Yes, so just a reminder, we discussed this application, obviously not the amended plans, on our meeting on the 23rd of July 2018, where we had no objections subject to the boundary screening between 34 and 34A being enhanced and maintained to protect the amenity of number 34A. Highways had no objection, though recommend provision of cycle parking space. And then Councillor Brewster Sarum on the 9th of August objects to this application because ward councillors are of the opinion that a site visit to the property should be made in order to determine the amenity of occupiers of adjoining residential properties, because it would appear to fail policy D1 of the local plan 2016, especially in regard to 34A Cranford Avenue. And since we met, there have been 13 more objections received since we discussed the application, objecting to this being obviously a self-contained annex, well, a single dwelling. So there we go. Thank you very much.
Councillor Humphreys.
My fellow Lord Councillors and myself, we've spoken about this on several occasions, and I do object to this.
Thank you. So, refusing on the basis of it's out of line with policy D1 of the local plan, which is the amenity of occupiers of adjoining residential properties who are adversely affected.
Site inspection.
Yeah. Well, the district councils have to deal with site inspection, you can't deal with it here, as we've been informed. Okay, so you're proposing refusing on that basis. I'm happy to second, because obviously that's the view of the ward councillors. So, proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it would be against policy D1 of the local plan, specifically with regard to the amenity of 34A Cranford Avenue. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Move to town ward application. Now, both of these, I think, have got listed building and.
Yeah. Yes,
I have a planning application, so probably we need to take two together. Firstly, 18 of the 1817 listed building, 73 of the Beacon, which is Manor Hotel, enlargement of existing timber rear single door to double door to access parking space. Highways do not wish to comment, and obviously you've got the full planning application. 18 of the 1816 full, which goes to that listed building consent. Councillor Masding.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This building in question is adjacent to the main building of the Manor Hotel, and this building was incorporated into the Manor Hotel some time ago. It is now being separated off again, subject to a different planning application, into an unspecified number of flats. This application concerns the reinstatement of vehicular access to the rear courtyard, which is to be separated from the roadway by timber double doors to allow off-road parking. As it used to be, the applicant states that the new garage doors will be designed to and installed to blend in with the existing designs, and I'm quite happy to propose acceptance of this subject to the listed building officer's agreement.
Thank you. Councillor Hill?
Yeah, thank you.
Proposed and seconded for approval, subject to listing building consent officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you. And I presume that will follow with regard to the planning application that you're both happy to propose and second that the actual planning application. Those in favour of approval for the planning application? This is obviously different to listed building consent.
Yeah,
thank you. Then I move to Willington Raleigh, and this again is listed building consent and full planning application. 18 of the 1106, this is building concerned Clavish's Cottage, Town Lane, change of use from existing ancillary building into holiday deck and new access gates. And obviously, following on to this, we have the actual planning application. So, Councillor Taylor?
Well, it's already being used as a holiday deck, and I called the other day, and it's the owners are not there, so no houses are being attended. But there were holiday people in the cottage, so I'm a tricky one. You don't know what goes on behind those doors, do you? Really?
What are you looking for?
Well, you know, obviously they are using it as a holiday then, so I don't know.
No, no representations, no comments.
Where is
and we haven't got the listed building consent officer's report, which obviously
can
we need.
We might not go on the record. I can't really see it properly.
Okay.
Excuse me, Brenda, can you just, whereabouts is it?
Just on the brow, on the right hand side of the hand then. There's a, I think it's cut the house is thatched, yeah. And next to it is a
step
on downwards with some double beds. And that's the.
There it is, well.
Yeah.
Yes. See where the cottage is.
Right. So it's tucked in behind.
Yeah. It is, you can, you know, you wouldn't know it was there unless you go looking for it. But it's, I mean, the rest of it is a big, big plot.
So you're proposing approval, so proposing secondly for approval, subject to the listed building officer making any comments. And you're happy to with the actual, obviously the planning consent will follow, so that's proposing secondly for approval. All those in favour? Yes, thank you. So we now move on to items for consideration. The club premise license application for 50 The Strand. This was Gossips, I believe it's the Gossips. What was the Gossips? And this is the premises license application to include premises open hours requested from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and supply of alcohol for consumption on and off the premises 8 a.m. to 9:30. And then obviously there's the conditions offered by the applicant. In town have you got any observations you want to make?
Yeah, I've repeatedly challenged the notion that we are encouraging people effectively to have an opportunity to be drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think it has an impact on the town. Equally, I think sometimes we should hold the line on Sunday and not have late night drinking either, but I'm told that we can only make a comment and it's not really for us to decide.
In fairness, this licence is a lot less than the one that's over the road, which is the Franklin's all the one next door, isn't it?
Is this not the people that have Bush Wine that used to be in
50 The Strand, it's Gossips.
Yeah.
Which is what East Devon gave me the information.
Doesn't this company currently run next to the merchant? Is it not there?
Yeah.
It might be, isn't
that
like you order it online?
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, I think you're just
and
going into bigger premises.
So they want to serve it on and off premises.
Oh, like carry samples and stuff.
Well, drink on premises.
Oh, right.
Because we did that, did we not limit to some degree powder hockey originally to sort of not before 9 o'clock or something? And we did actually push against a couple of others by not having them selling or trying not to get them selling 8 in the morning. But I know. People will drink 8 o'clock in the morning, they don't drink in the morning.
Would you not put a preference to 9 o'clock, Scott? In line with others?
I mean, reading through the conditions, it would make me feel something's happening on the premises because it actually says, you know, supervisor or person authorised to be present on the premises. The responsible person ensures staff do not carry out a range of activities for purposes encouraging sale, supply, consumption. No one carrying out the bottles will be admitted onto the premises. Irresponsible drinks promotions will not be permitted, such as happy hours produced by British Beer and Pub Association, which makes me think there's something that's happening on the premises. I don't know, I'm just.
Thank you, Chairman. My question would be the previous establishment of the same cafe had tables and chairs outside. Does one assume that if this premise opens up as a wine house license premises, that they will have the same arrangement with tables and chairs outside?
I've got no idea at the present time, but the thing I would say is that they have not asked for a change of use. So they've not asked for any change of use. At the moment, we've received no planning application for a change of use for a cafe to anything else. We haven't received anything from the East Devonshire Council, planning to suggest it's going to be changed to a thing. So I think my personal view would be that is that we defer it because it's not, we don't need to make any comment until the 6th of September 2018. We've got another planning meeting before that. So I think I propose that we defer to find out further information of what the premises is going to be for the future, and if there's any likelihood of a change of use, because if it's only going to be for dispatch similar to what they do it now, then it wouldn't be a cafe, it would be a change of use to be a different sort of premises as well, retail, yeah. So I think we obviously need more information, so if you're happy, we can defer this to the next planning meeting and ask Sue to collect more information.
Yeah.
Is everybody happy with that?
It sounds as if they're selling alcohol and you can have tasters before you take the alcohol away because it's said.
Because it's definitely means as if people,
and ensure the staff do not carry out, arrange or participate in activities for the purpose of encouraging sale or supply of alcohol for consumption on the premises.
And it definitely says license holder must ensure the staff regularly control the premises both indoors and out to supervise the orderly conduct of patrons. So somebody must be going in and drinking. So I think if we defer until the next meeting and ask Sue to find out some more information, everybody's happy. Yeah, thank you, Tim.
This is opposite the warehouse.
So if we find out further information, we'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting. Thank you. No other items for consideration. If there's any information, tree preservation order on one tree, which is in the Exmouth Town Football Club. And then we've just got the planning decisions, which the garage is in Ravenstar Lane. We had no objection and it's been refused. Mm-hmm. And 18 The Crescent, which we objected to, and that's been given approval. So,
crazy, isn't it?
It is, but those are the only two. So there being no other matters for discussion, I will close the meeting. 4:06 Thank you.